Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello, everybody. Hey, it's me, Tanner, the host of Cozy Cryptid. You know, the podcast about monsters and like lore and then like aliens and paranormal crap. Now we're going to try something. We'll try watching old movies, old like movies about monsters and horror movies and whatnot, and doing a little commentary. I might have guests on help me on, or just do it myself. I don't know. Let's see how it goes. But first movie we're gonna watch was recommended to me on TikTok. It's called Saturday the 14th, and we're gonna watch it right after this intro music to the podcast, okay? Alrighty, I'd have hit play. Now we're movie started. Now we're looking at a wolf. It's like animated. He's like howling, coughing. By New World Pictures Incorporated presents. Ooh, lightning stroke. The animated bat came out. It's Richard Benjamin. Okay. The bat has glasses, sunglasses. It's Paula Prentice. Lightning stroke. And title, Saturday the 14th. In like a bloody, goopy font. It's red. Jeffrey Tambor. A little snake came out of a branch. It's like yellow with blue dots. Severe deadening. The bat has a little band-aid on its wing. It just flew in a tree. Carl Michelson, or Kari, a little hornet flew by from left to right. Kevin Brando, Rosemary DeCamp. A window came in, opened up light, and bugs flew into it. Stacy Keach Sr., Carol Androsky, Roberta Collins, Nancy Lee Andrews. The bat is now completely bandaged up. He fell, hit the tree and fell, and a bunch of eyes came out, opened up, like in the windows in the dark and stuff. Music composed by Palmer Fuller. Lightning struck again. Now it's raining. Okay. I like this animation style. It's very like, what's that comedy group from UK? It's really funny. The Monty, something Monty, there's a hands coming on the ground. Directed by Howard R. Cohen. Howard R. Cohen. That sounds familiar. All right. Bugatti. There's a man and woman in a Bugatti, and they're, it's a cool car. Oh, I know this guy. The same guy from like Hellboy, and he's really funny. Yeah, talking about children, and he's made a joke, like a... Okay, they're asking about, like, the basement. So they're obviously some kind of vampire, but filling it with earth. And then doing a flashback. So they're trying to get the house for some reason. Very interesting. So the sister, so they're reading a will, and the sister like never got like a bunch of overdue library books. That's pretty funny. This other guy got the house. Okay. They seem very happy. They have him and his wife have children, apparently. The guy's, I was choking. Okay. Okay, now I see the woman. It's holding like a teddy bear. Okay. They were looking at like a really nice house. Across the yard from the actual house. And she turned around and she's very disappointed now. And it's very funny. That's very funny. That's nice. Oh, okay. So now we have they came in through the front door, and there's like dust and cobwebs everywhere. Interesting. Okay. So the lady said they need a little cleaning up. So I'm expecting like a montage of them like cleaning the house and stuff. Okay, the dog doesn't want to come to the house. That's very telling. Billy's gone. Billy's her son. And they're not looking for Billy, calling out his name. While the daughter just sits there in the front door, and the door slowly closes behind her. Closes in a mirror. Door closed and a mirror fell and broke. Black cat came by. And the daughter is like looking around. It's pretty dark. It's pretty like a jump scare. It's very tense. Pretty foreboding. Little eyes are moving in the pictures. Coat rack fell down. Oh, well, this kid is like fixed the parent electrician because he has fixed the fuse box on it. That's cool. Daughter very scared, very creeped out by the house, being comforted by her parents. Now the vampire couple are in the car talking. Well, they found it. The what's it called? What's that thing called? Something that's like, I forget what it's called. I forget the term. Like an object that, in the movie or book, that seems to be all end all of like the plot. So her daughter and son are in the room watching TV, but they can't get nothing but Twilight Zone on. Oh, by the way, I love the Twilight Zone. It's really fun and really interesting topics they cover. I really like the one with like the guys like in a bank, and he loves Reed, and like there's a atom bomb, and everyone dies, and like he can finally have Reed now because no one's better to bother him. But now he's like, and his glasses break, like ha ha ha, got you. Okay, so the the husband and wife are like cleaning up in the kitchen. And the husband found a note. And it says, he found a note that said, don't open the book. The Book of Evil. Then it cut, sorry. Then it cut to, the son, like, sitting in a chair, opening a book called The Book of Evil. It says, get bad on Friday the 13th, but get worse on Saturday the 14th. Oh, so there's a little picture of a thing that came out. Oh, this monster is cool. It's a very cool creature design. It has like long, like a stemmy eyes that go vertical. And then there's a mummy of some kind. Very neat. Very cool makeup and design. Oh, a rat took a plate of food. What's this guy? Another picture, another creature came out of the book. So this kid is like opening pages. It's like turning pages. And as he turns them, the creatures from the pictures are coming out of the book. That's very cool. You're like a little effect on the image, a little special effect, then it cuts to the actors in the costumes coming into frame. And it's simple but very well done. Yeah, lady, it's the middle of the night. It's like you come in, it's like walking around. Ooh. She's attacked by a monster. She got dragged off, and there's like blood squirting on her purse. Seemingly from her blood. This is a bat. It's like it's flying, pretty stationary outside the window. Now one of the creatures is just walking around, making creaky like wood noises in the daughter's room. This guy's like, he's like knocking stuff around. Yeah. There's a monster right there behind you. Okay, there's a monster like right behind him, and he's doing like the same thing as like what parents do when children have nightmares about monsters, trying to comfort him and make sure that he's safe. And but there's like a monster right behind him. That's funny. Where'd the wife go? Okay, the wife is gone. She was right next. She was laying there in the bed with him when he got up to. Now she's gone for some. Where'd she go? Yeah, you know, he's looking for her. okay. the son is like talking to the monster, and the monster growled at him. And he was able to like comprehend what he was saying. Very interesting. Now the husband is looking for the wife, and the wife is like has a flower. It looks very like under a spell. Oh, she got bit by a vampire. This is a cool design. He's like furry. He's like hair. And the monster like touched a book, and like sparks came out of him. Yes. So the child is like fighting the monster off with the book, and the monster keeps backed away. That's very cool. And it fell off. And like he kept backing up towards a window, and he eventually fell out of the window, and that's very. And he fell off. So suddenly, so we just learned that the book, has an adverse effect on the monsters. So the vampires were been looking for this book to troll the world. So that's like the thing they've been looking for. So the husband and wife are eating breakfast, eggs, toast, and bacon. And like there was a monster that peered into the window, and the flowers died. And I think they did it through like time lapse. So they're discussing who did the dishes, and neither the daughter, husband, or wife had done the dishes. So they're presuming the son did the dishes, but they just found a glove, like a giant glove, in the sink. Okay, the daughter just sat on the couch and turned on TV, and she's like watching TV, right? And the couch is like torn up and old and antiqued. So the parents are leaving the house to like fit. So parents are leaving the house. So I expect the kids are going to get some shenanigans while they're gone. Okay, daughter's going to have a bubble bath. She's like drawing a bath for herself. Oh, there's a monster in the tub. Little mini, like a little tiny dorsal fin is popping up. It's like swimming in a bath. It's a very small tub she's trying to get into. The phone's ringing, and she's like, she was about to go in the tub and she asked her brother to. Okay. Telephone company called and told her the phone's gonna be out of service for an hour. So now they don't have. So, an explanation for why they can't contact the police or something is if they can't, something happens. Still, he says dorsal tub coming on. And the daughter's getting in the tub. Let's see if she notices the creature in the tub with her. Keep saying again, dorsal. Oh, she's pulled out a rubber duck. She screamed. Oh. It's like the monster from Lagoon Monster. She's obviously scared and she's screaming. Excuse me, miss. Have you seen anything of a large old book? He's very polite. Daughter's freaking out, has a towel around her. She got a tub, and she's like running and screaming for her brother. Okay. Okay, the creature is like coming downstairs and he's making very satisfying like plop, plop noises. As he's and okay, so okay, the brother's going upstairs to get his book because he learned. Remember, we learned that okay, okay, the mother didn't move the book when she cleaned up the room. Okay, the daughter and the Black Lagoon monster are like in the kitchen or some room, and there's a table between them, and they're going like trying to juke each other, but they're at a standstill, and she's scared, obviously. Oh, she tripped on the rug. Okay. Okay, the policeman come outside. Okay. Okay, the policeman coming in. There's like cavalry music playing. He has a gun drawn. Shot the lock. Oh my god. Here we go. He's gonna shoot him. He shot him, but it seems to be no effect on the monster. So, now we just learned that the monsters aren't vulnerable to bullets, or at least regular bullets. The monster appears to also bleed red blood. It's very distant. And the daughter passed out from, she like fainted from shock. Okay, so the brother is like shaking, trying to wake up the sister to help her, to help him get the book. The daughter is like, sank into the bathtub. For some reason, she thought the brother put the sister in a bathtub. Help protect her, I guess, for some reason. And just hit the policeman's hat. It was fell on the floor. Debbie, the mother walked in the bathtub with the bathroom with the daughter, the bathtub, and she woke up the daughter, and she woke up screaming. Okay, daughter is explaining, keeps saying that the house is creepy, and the mother is saying there's something wrong with the house. She's cleaning the window, cleaning the mirror. Daughter's getting dressed. It's a very small bathroom. Okay, talking about a party now. So, okay, they're gonna have a party at the Saturday the 14th. It's very cool. How you guys doing, by the way? You doing all right? Son seems very stressed out. He's Okay, his father's making a sandwich. And next, the son is hungry. He's trying to talk about the book and about how the... All right. Okay. The daughter and son are... Daughter and mother came back from the grocery store and they have a bunch of groceries. Oh. And the daughter's talking about how the vampires... We're trying to first buy the house. Or looking for the Book of Evil. Okay, he's putting peanut butter on a slice of bread. If he puts that peanut butter with that sandwich or like a bunch of deli meat on it, I'm gonna gross. No, why? Oh my god, dude. He's put like peanut butter with that deli sandwich. That's disgusting, dude. Okay, the wife, the mother, is literally cleaning. And she got like a duster from the closet. And she's hearing... some kind of creature make a noise. She's investigating it. She's wearing like a red bandana that's tied up in a bow. And you see a rat, I think. Or that cat. Okay. She found a black cat. It was a black cat, actually. And she's, like, trying to coax it into... She's up in the attic. And there's, like, a bunch of stuff that's dusty. Like, bird cages. A carriage. A baby stroller. I mean, like, you know... Oh, a bat. Obviously, like, fake bat. It's like... And she's getting, like, attacked by the bats. She's ripping her clothes. You know, bloodied and nicked everywhere. It's very overwhelming, this scene. Now the bats are gone. Disappeared. Did she imagine it? Oh, there's a vampire guy. Sitting in the window. He's doing like a... telepathic thing with the wife. Okay, so... The son... So the sandwich that I made was like half eaten, right? So I think the son said he ate it, the sandwich, but I think he's lying, trying to cover up for the monster. So the husband is calling the exterminator. Get the bats out of the attic. Three, two, one, Van Helsing. Oh, so Exterminator is Van Helsing. As you know, he's the character from like Dracula that helps kill Dracula in the novel. So Elm Street, I believe that's on, like, it's like Friday the 13th, right? Or not Friday the 13th, but Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. Is this the same street as, like, Nightmare on Elm Street? Elm Street, you know? So Valson came in, and he's looking forward. So Van Helsing's acting about an old books. So the Van Helsing is going to stay overnight. And he's like lifted his arms up with his cape. And the wife's seen it. And he's like, she's freaking out. So the daughter's gonna start cooking the roast that they cooked. There's a little rat guy in the fridge. She's in the kitchen getting roast out. Oh, there's a head. Soon all dead. About the head, there's obviously a head on the kitchen table right now. That's crazy. Oh, now she sees the head, okay. She saw the head, she freaked out and dropped the roast pan. And so the husband... Daughter, the wife is like in the bed, like seems to be dissociated, and the husband is comforting her. The daughter's screaming. Okay, so the head's gone, and now it's, like, replaced. Now there's, like, a cooked roast. What a way to... Someone wrote, like, soon all dead on the window. D-E-D. Okay, she's freaking... Okay. The wife doesn't want to eat any food. And the husband said, there's a lot of garlic in it. And she's like, doesn't seem very pleased with the idea there's garlic in the food. Okay, so they're talking about how the wife could be pregnant. Okay, so Vanessa's explaining how the book is causing troubles to everybody at the family. And son is very distraught by this, realizing that he's causing all this chaos. The Book of Evil. Oh, okay, so they're trying to look for, So, okay. So the vampire is like talking to the wife telepathically, has her under spell, and trying to coax her into getting the book for him.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay. So there. So the vampire couple are like being a couple, right? And the wife is like assuming that the vampire husband is attracted to the mother. Okay, the daughter's like sleepwalking, and there's like a bunch of like smoke in the hall or like vapor. The koala, okay. So, the daughter's looking for the kitchen, or the bathroom, and she ended up in the kitchen. Where there's a bunch of, like, creatures, like, ransacking the place. They're like trashing the place, like frat boys. Because another creature, there's like eating sloppily. They're like smashing juice boxes and like trashing the place, pretty much. Okay. So it's very like smoky, misty out, and daughter's trying to find her way. As they're like, there's a, the black lagoon creature is like trying to grab her. And since it's so like misty, smoky in the place, it's keep missing each other. Her daughter's gotten to bed. Cover. Harker. Yeah. No. Harker. Okay. So Van Helsing is like saw the two vampires and talking about how he's stronger. He's drinking. So they can't leave the house. Okay, talking about garlic, how there's so much garlic in the house, they couldn't. We're gonna sing. Okay, so they're wanting, trying to make sure everybody's happy at the party. He wants like positive energy at the party, so make sure everyone's happy, make sure all the festivities are nice. Okay. So it's Saturday 14th, so they're getting ready for a party. Enough screaming on the other end of the phone. She picked up the phone and... $0.15, okay. It's like 10 o'clock. And the mother is like still in a daze. The wife is like obviously turning into a vampire. She has like bed, like earth, dirt in her bed, sleeping all day, trying to bite her husband. Yeah. So they got some stuff for the party, some Doritos and snacks. Oh, God. Okay. Try and get some help in the party set. Now, the guy can't come in outside, can't go back outside. So he's going. So the idea is like the party they're gonna have will get much of like positive energy to help counteract the evil of the book. In this fly trap. Feed me. Okay, it's like as a candle shaped like that. Okay, the people arrived, the doorbell. The wife's come downstairs with a white flowy dress. Well,
their in-laws.
Extended family. Okay. So the Santa family came in for a party. They're all talking and associating through the little Okay. The aunt is like being nosy, looking at stuff, and she found the closet, put her coat. The coat is moving. The coat grabbed her. And now she's stuck in the closet. Oh, the lady just took a dish and put it in her purse. Sneaky little thing. Yeah. Okay, so the wife of the police officer that was killed earlier is now asking about where she's seen her husband. So now they have two electric cat owners because the family first gave her one, now the neighbors gave her one. Zachary. Okay, so the reason that the wife can't be around. Yes, okay. Right. Okay. So we're looking for the book. It's talking about how the book can't be Okay, try to find a boy. Everyone's like excited for the electric can opener and looking for the sun. Seems to have gone missing. Okay. What? Okay, that cool special effects. And there's like monsters like just like on their side doors and stuff. His husband's like, people are like looking for the son, Billy, and oh. A fixer-upper? The wife is like, sees her husband's head on the table, and she's like talking to him like he's actually still there alive, but he's just a head on the table. And people were getting like picked off one by one by the monsters. It's a very cool movie. I like this movie a lot. Okay, so okay. 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 The vampire couple has the son. He has a book with him. Okay. So Van Helsing is actually the bad guy. Interesting. He's talking about all the bad things he's gonna do, but like famine and. So they're having like a standoff and they're making like creepy noises and spells. Okay. Okay, so the vampires were actually the good guys. They're trying to. So the vampires were actually the good guys. That's the end. So Van Helsing was actually the evil character, the antagonist of. But you know that. That's. Very cool. Nice, okay. So credits are rolling. Has very nice 70s music are playing right now. Oh, well, this has been me Tanner did a little commentary, a little expose of whatever you call it, of Saturday the 14th. This is a very cool movie. I very enjoyed it very much. Thank you for recommending it to me. Next up, we have next episode. Do another movie. Let's see here. And I'll catch you later. Okay. See ya.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.